أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. It is we who give life to the dead and we record what they advance and what they leave behind. And we record everything in a clear book. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "Man sanna fil Islam sunnatan hasanatan, falahu ajruha wa ajru man amila biha ba'dahu min ghayri an yanqusa min ujurihim shay'un." That person that initiates any good act, any good practice in Islam, and someone practices upon that good action that he started, then he will continue to get the rewards for those that practice upon it without their rewards being decreased in the least. For example, a person with all humility comes to the masjid, enters the masjid with respect, and he performs his salah, engages in tilawat, in dhikr. So someone is inspired just by watching him, just by seeing his action. Maybe he comes very, very early, so people take note that this person is coming early. And they have that desire to emulate him in the good that he is doing. And so they start to emulate him. They start to compete with him. So he initiated a good practice without even knowing it. One is sadaqah and jariyah. And one is an action that a person is doing. Maybe he is doing it on a personal level, privately for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but others come to know it and they want to practice. For example, he has a habit that he takes out from his salary 5% every month. He keeps it aside, like that story in Beshti Zawar. Keeps a portion aside. This is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is sadaqah. Now it's not necessary for a person to do it in that way. But someone hears of it, sees a person is doing that, he's inspired, and he wants to emulate and he wants to copy. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا, whatever they have advanced and whatever they leave behind. Whatever good deeds they did and sent forth, and there are certain things that they left behind that people are practicing upon and people are emulating the good, and so they will receive the rewards for all of that. Maybe he wrote a kitab also, Sadaqah Ijariya, he wrote a kitab. And now people are practicing upon it. He left that book behind. He's gone into his qabr. He sent his good deeds forward. But those good deeds are still continuously reaching him because it is some good that he left behind. So all of us should endeavor to see how we can leave that good behind, a good legacy. On the flip side, you get a person that leaves a bad legacy. Person sang a song and it went on, example, it went on YouTube. Everybody who listened to that song, that man is dead and gone. He's still singing there on that YouTube, or his recordings have gone out. He's playing whatever music. So every time someone is listening, he's going to get the sin now because he started that wrong. And like that, whatever wrong and evil a person started, then that person who died and he's gone, he is going to get the sin for that. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. Everything we have recorded in a clear book. And it will be shown to a person on the day of Qiyamah that this is your book. And in another surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, people will say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. What is wrong with this book? Nothing small or big it has left out. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. That person that did an atom's amount, for our understanding, an iota of good, he will see it. And that person that did an atom's amount, a speck of evil, يَرَهُ. Quran says, يَرَهُ, he will see it. May Allah Ta'ala make our book of deeds full of good. And Allah Ta'ala wipe away and wipe out, we beg Allah Ta'ala in this month of Ramadan to wipe from our book of deeds all sin and all evil. SubhanAllah.